Lovers Lane is hiring at most locations for full and part-time key holders. I know there's always more to know, and we'll train you on everything. Apply online at loverslane.com or go to the location of your choosing to fill out a paper application.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
The official end of summer sale is here now until Wednesday, in store with barcode only. It's the more you spend, the more you save. Ask a romance specialist for details.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
Hello again, and welcome back to the Intimacy Advisor Podcast. My name is Haley. I'm a romance specialist in our stores, an intimacy expert online, and the host of our wonderful podcast, the Intimacy Advisor Podcast with Lovers Lane. And today is episode 49, and we're going to bring some lingerie outside of its usual setting, being the bedroom, so we can take some of our very sexy outfits and our favorite lingerie pieces and incorporate them into some fun outfits for just casual wear or date night or whatever. And I'm going to use today's episode to be directing some styling for all of you, depending on where you're trying to wear your favorite pieces. You can mix it even in like business, casual, club wear. That's all not new. These are like fun things to kind of bring outside. I remember like tabbing through my mom's magazines 20 something years ago and seeing corsets and lacy bras, like bralettes and thigh highs on celebrities for their streetwear. So a little education to know here with today's episode is what types of lingerie exist and what works the best on what style body type. And then we'll get to styling it out for the street. So in case you need a refresher, a corset, we'll just dive into it. The corset is going to be, you know, one of those stiffer pieces of lingerie. They're supposed to fit really, really tight. And they absolutely do help to pick up the breast to give full support. But know that larger chested people, you may be in for some serious spillage and extra oomph with a style like a corset. Of all the kinds we carry, my absolute favorite kind has to be like the Lavish or Daisy brand. They have a zip up in the front and a tie in the back that is awesome. It's very, very sturdy. But the way that they tie to the middle section is very high quality. It's like a Renfest corset, a Renaissance festival style. It keeps that waist at the very smallest part of the body, and it helps to really emphasize great curves. Every single body shape looks phenomenal in a corset, so this is a really, really good staple piece. But not only is there over-the-bust corsets, like a traditional style of what I think of, where you don't have to wear a bra and it gives you all that support and love, but there's also under-bust corsets. So this is going to stop right at the bottom of the breast, at the upper rib cage, and go similar down to the hips, and you still get that really, really good shape. But you could wear maybe pasties if you're keeping it in the bedroom, or a bra, or if you want to layer, do some layering with like a teddy or a t-shirt. I love like the oversized dress styles with the underbust corset. Very, very cute. And then next we have something that some people might call a slip, or maybe some customers even call a negligee, but I think that I would refer to this piece as a chemise. And these are often lacy or silky pieces without an underwire or a push-up, and they fit the top half like a cami style, and the bottom half, they kind of fit a little bit more flowy, not so tight, almost like a skirt. And they stop at either your upper or lower thigh, but some newer styles, they kind of have a slit on one side of the thigh, or maybe they have like a low lacy back. I've been seeing a lot of that being a trend lately. When we get to talking about how to dress up our lingerie outside the bedroom, just know that this is going to be a great layering piece. Chemises are another really good option for any body type, but just know that without that underwire and cup on these, if you like something with more of a support, you may want to go with a similar style, like a baby doll, because some chemises are just a little bit like tighter through the top half, and they do sometimes have garter straps attached, or maybe those garter straps are detachable. And there's a couple styles like these with an underwire. I know that Dreamgirl, for example, makes a few gorgeous pieces that are similar to this, that are a little bit more daring. They're definitely more skin tight, and they have stockings that you can attach to them. And they can be a very sexy lingerie outfit, but baby dolls are gonna be the most forgiving of all lingerie. So if you're looking to hide something, like a certain area of yourself, like a belly or thighs, which seems to be areas that most people are concerned about, a baby doll could be a piece of sexy comfort for you. And baby dolls do come either cup-free or completely cupless if you're getting a little daring, or sometimes they even have a push-up built in. The hardest part about a baby doll is that all of these different lingerie styles, you know, out of all of them, this one kind of seems the least easy to bring out on the town. So if you are a baby doll collector, I would encourage you after this episode to maybe try a different style when hopping on this adventure. Now, my favorite style of lingerie, and in my opinion, the absolute easiest to wear, like out and about, are teddies. These are going to fit like a one-piece bathing suit, and they can be in lace, they can be in silk, really any material. And some find this style with like an underwear or cup, but if you're looking for more of like a supportive piece. But because bodysuits are so popular to wear right now, like you can go into a JCPenney or really any mall store and find a bodysuit, a teddy really helps to be like a piece of a sexier bodysuit. And then we have pieces such as like gowns, which are kind of self-explanatory, also not very popular for like wearing out and about, but they do make amazing pieces to photograph. Like I love when people do water shoots with a gown on, or if you want a very like moody maternity shoot or something, gowns are just gorgeous on pregnant women. And then we have body stockings, which in our stores is usually going to have like a whole wall of body stockings. We have so many. And they are like a thicker nylon material. They're patterned all different, and a lot of them have different shapes to them too. They're really great layering pieces if you're trying to layer like a fishnet pattern into a simple outfit, or if you're not looking to show off your lingerie like on top of your clothes per se, but you're still looking for some way to surprise your partner with something sexy for later. The best way to accomplish that task is maybe a body stocking, or there could be one other thing that I'm thinking of too, and that's going to be something like crotchless panties. But my pro tip is to get a body stocking with crotchless panties. That's just like the best combination, I believe, for like something to wear on date night. And if you want a little extra piece with that too, tell your partner that you're wearing crotchless panties. But I'm gonna just give you guys a little hint here. You might leave wherever you are sooner than later. Be forewarned. All right, so if we're trying to not only use our sexies for the bedroom, but also for fashion, there's a lot of ways to wear this stuff. For fall, especially, wearing a corset over top of like a long-sleeved button-up, it's such a cute look, and it can work really well with an underbust, like lacy corset too. If you don't want a shirt like tucked into your corset, I totally understand, because some corsets are real tight. So try it the opposite way, like maybe rock a little denim or leather jacket over top of your corset, maybe with some jeans or your favorite leggings. That is going to keep a really awesome like hourglass figure, and then you can still have your jacket on if you're cold or if you're trying to be a little bit more conservative. I really love doing a chemise both over and under clothes that I already have in my closet too. Like if I'm wearing it under, let's say, like I don't like the top of it so much because it's too low cut or something, I opt for a longer chemise style. The one that I have is like this black silk with an eyelash lace trim. It's very pretty. And it's got a little cutout on the side. And then I wear like a thick ribbed like patterned sweater over top, and I roll up the sleeves, do some tall socks and tall boots to match. This outfit is like my favorite fall piece, and it's made me really excited to pull my boots out of the closet, to be honest. So when I do it the opposite way and I layer over top, I let that lace peek out on the top. I have a few longer than the chemise like cardigans that would go towards the back, and I throw that over, and sometimes I do a little belt, just depending on if I'm trying to make it dressy or not. And then, you know, also depending on where I'm going as far as footwear goes, heels or flats work really well because they are a little bit more flowy pieces, just depending on the occasion. And like I mentioned earlier, teddies are some of the easiest to work in my closet because you can find a lot of teddies that aren't as sheer as a lot of other lingerie, so it seems really workable. Another really cool thing about teddies is you can also find a lot of like off the shoulder or long sleeve styles, so they really don't look like they're supposed to be lingerie, if that makes sense. Of course, they're like sexy when you have no pants on or no skirt on, and you're just wearing that with like some thigh highs. It really sexes up the look a bit. But if you're working this into an outfit, if you just like replace what you would wear for jeans and a t-shirt and put jeans and a teddy with it, that is my go-to date night outfit, where you can still be really comfortable, you're still covered, but you still have that sexy surprise to show off post date night. And if you're a person like me who enjoys like turning up the heat when you get home and you want to kick your teddy up a notch, just add some boots or shoes when you get back to the bedroom, or like a necklace or a little bit of both. A lot of teddies also have a snap crotch to them, so if you are thinking that you have to like spend all day in the bathroom trying to put your lingerie back on and buckle it correctly, they are very easy to accommodate. So I think the only style that I haven't talked about yet is the very, very easiest to wear to incorporate into our everyday outfits, kind of. So we have, of course, 2- and 3-piece lingerie outfits. So 2-piece is going to be like a bra and panty, and of course, wear that underneath your clothes, maybe let the lacy bra peek out if that's something you're into. Easy, simple to wear. Done. The 3-piece, that is going to include a garter belt. So we do sell any stockings or nylon separately, so make sure you pick some of those up. But if you want to wear a cute little leather mini skirt or any other like cotton or poly patterns that you have, that would be very cute if you want to do like the garter straps just a bit longer than the skirt and then some thigh highs. Wear some boots with it. This is a cute little over-the-knee boot with the thigh highs and a skirt. I love doing this look when it starts to get a little bit colder out, which the time for that is now. So as you guys are trying these looks out and see what's working best for you, I want to see pictures. You know, tag me on Instagram, tag me on Twitter, wherever you post your looks. Tag us at @IA_pod on Twitter, at Intimacy Advisor Pod on Instagram. Let me know how it's working and what you're picking up from our stores. Of course, if you guys have questions, you can always email me. My email is Haley, it's Haley, @loverslane.com. You have our social handles. We are also on Facebook under Intimacy Advisor Podcast. Thanks for listening, you guys. I'm going to talk to you again next Monday. Bye-bye. Stay.